Entrepreneurship is exciting, interesting, and glamorous. There are interviews, events, and lots of social media appearances. But is it really?
Let's find out. Welcome to Zach's Heart to Biz podcast. I'm Ankita.
And I'm Zareen, and today we're going to find out about the real day in the life of entrepreneurs like us with Zach. So how does your day begin, Ankita?
So unlike a lot of people who keep harping about routine, I don't have a routine.
I know. But, and I have a routine. So.
And you have a routine. My day completely starts with, I normally wake up late, anywhere between 8 to 10. But what's important to me is how I chunk my day. So I will end up doing what I'm supposed to be doing for myself, like whether it's starting with the prayer or meditation. So the moment I wake up, I do that. Whether I'm waking up at 5 a.m. or 10 a.m.
It doesn't matter what time you wake up. You will always do these XYZ activities when you wake up.
Right. About yoga, whether it's about doing my Pilates. So I just sign up and do all these things in my day. Yeah. But I sleep really late. So I sleep around 1-2, but I get my work done accordingly.
Yeah, my day follows a routine, right? Because I have a kid who's 9 and needs to go to school. So I have to wake up at least earliest by 6. Because by 7:30, I need to drop him off at the school bus stop. I come back and then I have my trainer waiting for me because I have a personal trainer and I work out. I try and work out almost every day. So that's for about an hour. And then I come back and then even I do my prayers. I find it's like so integral for me to be able to run the rest of my day well. And I make my few phone calls. And for us, at least the commitment that we have for each other is that we sit to work by 10:30, irrespective. And that's our day, right? We've been doing this for 4.5 years. We've been meeting at 10:30, and 10:30 works for us, right?
Yeah.
Because you're also ready to go. I'm also in the groove by then. And in fact, I might even start a little earlier because I've got a little more time.
So you're always at it, right? So you always manage to respond to our clients or vendors, everybody, like just before I've started and I'm like catching up at 10, like, you know, what's happened.
I do the morning shift and you do the night shift.
I do the night shift.
Which works for us. So that's really nice. And that's, in fact, because we started just during COVID, we learned to work on Skype, right? Our office is Skype. So if somebody was to ask, what's your address? It would be like on Skype because that's where we meet. And all our interactions with almost all our clients happens online. Very rarely do we have face-to-face meetings unless like a client really harps that you have to come and meet. Like in Bombay, I don't want to go anywhere. It also helps because you being in Delhi and me being in Mumbai, different cities, almost feels like different time zones, but it's not. But just that you can also be there on those calls where you need to be there. Online just really works for us.
Right. And there've been times when both of us have traveled. You've gone to UK to meet your brother. I was with my aunt in US, and we've also worked
across time zones as well.
Across time zones.
Right. And you end up going to Ranikhet so much because of your space there, right? Mm. And you work from there. And we've just managed to work around each other's timings, and something which is our unique thing is that being co-founders, we also work on a lot of things together. Maybe unlike other founders who do things individually, I think we get the most out of each other because we work together, because we have such diverse views and we brainstorm and we fight and we resolve. But the output is always better when we work together.
Absolutely. Whether it's like a small thing as an email or when it comes to things like detailed presentations, like we would chunk our presentations also, like you take the first part, this is like your forte.
And we're so happy for things like Canva, right, which allows us to work real time across locations and we can work on the same project. And our intranet is the Google Drive.
Right, and it's extremely important because we've been COVID babies that how important tech has become in today's day and age.
Absolutely.
Like, as entrepreneurs keep talking about, like, you know, it's nothing systemized. You have to systemize.
Yeah, our life is on Google Calendar, right?
Yeah, our life totally is on Google Calendar. It's on G Drive. We have like allocated folders against each client, each project, even the accounting system is so well accounted for.
And that, yeah, and we give access to all the people who need to access those particular drives, and just makes our life so much easier. And also maintains transparency, I feel, to a great extent. Another thing that we've learned and we've actually put into practice more now than ever before has been how on a Monday morning we come in and our whole week is planned, right? Like Mondays are meant for Zach work. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are primarily for clients. So even if it's our individual clients or our cohort clients or whatever work needs to be done in prepping for clients goes into that. And as a startup, you have to put in time for business development and networking and collaborations. And we end up putting that on a Thursday evening and on a Friday. So that just, if somebody asks, you know, when do you want to meet? It's so easy to say meet us on a Friday evening. Right? Because then you don't have to think about it. You don't have to go back, check your calendar, see what's free. And we have also allotted the time slots thus, right?
Now with the new system which you were talking about, which is planning the week, now we don't plan it every day. Yeah. It's our to-dos is always like all chunked out beforehand.
Right. So that's made us become a lot more efficient. Earlier, we were guilty of sitting in the morning and thinking, ki aaj kya karenge? And we have this huge Google Keep list of to-dos which is just going on and things would just get added to it. But the good thing with this is that we're able to plan that out a lot better. So by 12:30 we are ready to take a break, right? So we take about a 15-20 minutes break and then we come back to work at 1 o'clock.
And then 1 to 2:30 is again like if it's a client call or a cohort call, that's when we slot that in, especially for our one-to-one people.
That's the best time,
right? So just 1.5 hours of focused, client servicing at that point really helps. 3:30 is the lunch break, and then 3:30 to 4:30, normally you go and pick up Noah.
Yes, that's my time. I give half an hour to spend with my child, go and pick up. I don't know, it's something very important to me that I need to go there and pick him up from the bus stop. He's old enough to come on his own, but it's just something that I just like to do, to be there when he comes back home from school. I think that's the reason I also work from home. It's about really quality time that I spend with him more than the quantity. So at 3:30 to 4 is just important for me to have him see me and just be able to give him a hug and say that, okay, I'm here. And then he gets busy with the rest of his day, right? So then we join again at 4 o'clock on our calls, and then we work till 5:30, and then it's time for
my Pilates and my yoga, and then those 2 hours are dedicated to my health.
Yeah, and so that's what. So the next slot for us, for both of us, is our health. Either I go for a walk, I do yoga, you do Pilates, yoga, and then it is our family time, right? We do dinner.
Yeah.
And then
I think it's extremely important to spend time with family, as you were saying, right? For me also, like when we take that lunch break, I sit with my grandmother and my husband to have lunch most of the days together, unless it's a meeting that's come up.
Yeah.
And so is dinner time, right? It's extremely important to spend time with family.
Yeah, and we've consciously done that. And I feel that's why we've sustained. So when you talk about sustainable practices, for both of us, working from home kind of was important. Giving quality time and being present either at work or with the family was very important. So we give ourselves those proper lunch breaks. We give ourselves the proper dinner breaks. And then we meet up again at night if we need to, right? Because we are constantly learning. And so if there is a course that we are attending, which could be at night, or if it is some work that we have to complete for a client. So we end up sitting out at night as well. And therefore, we have been able to work a routine that allows us to structure the day as per what has been important for both of us.
I think extremely important what's also happened over these 4.5-5 years is there's a lot of agility between the two of us. Like if it means like if there's a client delivery and I need to wake up at 7 even in spite I don't like, so we will get up and do
that.
Or
if I have to stay late.
And we have to stay late, yeah, right? So like if we have classes and we have to... Remember during one of those international coaching stints that we were doing and we were up from 1 to 3 in the night because the US time, right?
Yeah.
So I feel for entrepreneurs, there's such agility and flexibility is so important to incorporate.
Yeah, and I think we've never shied away from committing to that. So even if we have to be there at 1 a.m. or 6 a.m. Singapore time, etc., right? We've done that. Mm. And in fact, we are a consulting and coaching firm and we take our fun very seriously. You know, so while there is that structure thing, it's so important we consciously ensure that fun is an integral part of all our interactions. And coming to interactions with not only our teams, you know, another thing that really works for us is that though we are just two people and we are a lean startup model, because of our own experiences, and I've told you about my prior experience in my previous startup where, you know, having a big cost head of paying salaries was something I consciously wanted to avoid. So again, because we started during COVID and we learned the art of collaboration, and for all of those who don't know, C in Zach stands for collaboration, we work with teams and agencies and people who are damn good at their jobs without essentially, they may not even be on our payrolls, but we, when we work with any external team, but they feel like one of us, they feel like an internal team. We treat them with the same amount of respect and love, which allows us to work in a fashion that keeps us lean as a company. But also we have extended teams that does the work for us, because we have a great social media agency. We have great designers that we have on board. Our projects that need speciality inputs from other consultants are brought on board. We have mentors that help us, you know, do our work better. All these people are, in a way, rooting for us as much as we are rooting for ourselves, right?
So what you're essentially trying to say is we are not afraid to get help.
Oh, totally. We know when we don't know something, and we are ready to own it. Ke ye to hamare bas ki baat nahi hai. Let's just get the right people on the job.
Yeah, and that's also helped us through and through, right? Coming from my experience with the startup that I worked for, like how you were saying that you wanted to keep the cost head low, that lean startup model. And as long as you're committed and okay to be doing it out of your own space and you're able to draw your own boundaries.
Yeah, and space is important. Like at home, I have a designated office. You have a designated office. It's not like ki kahin pe bhi baith ke humne kaam kar liya. Right? It's so important because when I get into my office, I'm in work mode.
Yeah, and nobody disturbs me also. Yeah. Like when it comes, like, you know, there's no entry up till those time slots that we spoke about.
Right, and then, right. And especially being a mother of a child, kabhi kabhi wo to aa jata office mein, but he also realizes, and I think I'm also not too harsh. If he comes in, I let him come in and to be a part of the meeting, because come on, yeah, at the end of the day, I'm not just an entrepreneur, I am a mother. And if my child needs me at that time and he wants to see and he's curious to know who are all in the meeting. Yeah. In fact, just this morning, I got, one of our designers sent us that brand book that we were working on. And the first person I ended up talking about it to was my son. I was like, oh my God, I'm just so happy. You know, do you want to see this? And he loves art. So just to for him to have that perspective. In fact, the other day we were at the mall and we were at a KFC store ordering some food. And last month we had another KFC experience in which we'd gone to the store. It was a little slow and thunder and the efficiency was not that great. But at this mall, they were so bang on. And I was having this conversation with him about just see how efficient they are and how everybody knows what they're doing. And, you know, he was getting it. So I just like that working from home, he also has access to this information. And
yeah, but it's at times hard. So how do you deal with when things get harder? Like, you know, there's so many family commitments. Yeah. There are things that you have to look after and like,
I think I've thankfully have very supportive people around me, and I feel that's really important, right? When we talk about a day in the life of an entrepreneur, and even with so many of the clients that we work with, right? We need a support network around us for us to be able to do what we're doing. So it's never a one-man show. We have to learn to ask for help. That's the only way, like our egos need to be kept aside and say that I need help here. And of course, sometimes help is not available and then you do jugaad and you do whatever it is. But you wear so many hats during the day, right? You're a business person, you're the house help, you're a parent, you're taking care of multiple things, you're the errand boy, you're the person in charge of taking out all the printouts, and
you're the chief bottle washer.
that's yes.
that's the non-glam part of it. You have to do everything.
You have to do everything, and that's what keeps it exciting for me. I think if somebody told me ki aapko sirf ye kaam karna hai, I would to get paka bored. Uh-huh. So this just keeps me going. Everything that you do, it's all boils down to who you are. You can't give to your clients, to your teams, unless your cup is full. Mm-hmm. And we really personally believe in filling our cups.
We feel very centered when we are able to give better. like you rightly said, that agar aapka cup khud full hoga, tabhi to you can pour out of that.
Right. And both of us are very passionate about self-development, and that kind of shows. So even with the conversations that we have, even with our one-on-one clients, right? So it's not just always, so while we talked about fun being an element and serious work being an element, we also bring in our own personal development and our coaching part into the business conversations that we have. So like how recently, we would challenge our cohort team to go and do something crazy and post something on the internet, right? So that just helps them to go beyond their own fears, to be able to do things that kind of pushes the envelope. And you don't realize a small step in that direction, how it impacts how you do your own business. Right? Sometimes you really have to shake people and push them out of their comfort zone for them to be able to stand up and do things which would surprise themselves.
And why this is, why we are able to do this is because we've taken 5 years to reach here.
Yes.
And now we want them to reach there faster, like at least in a 1 or 2 year span. Yeah.
And I think entrepreneurs who kind of thinking about getting into this venture, onto this adventure rather than a venture, I would think also think about how you want to plan the day, how you want to plan your life, like what's important to you. And then build your day around it. And
I think I'm just taking a thing, what you just said, planning your life.
Yes.
Is so important because you have to know your purpose.
Right.
And when we started off, we started with writing 200 reasons why we are doing this. And I think every day we can easily go back and say, that's why we don't get bored.
Yeah, because absolutely. We know why we're doing what we're doing. And it continues to make us feel enthusiastic about it. And we can see ourselves doing this for the rest of our lives. Nice. Right. So we're not those people who've gotten into work, someday we're going to sell it off to a big company. Mm-hmm. And God knows where life takes us. I'm not never saying never. But but just the thought that I can see myself doing this for the rest of my life.
Correct.
Right. And for me, like being a digital nomad becomes very important also. Mm-hmm. Like for me, I don't think I will always live in Mumbai.
Yeah.
I could be somewhere else. Right. Anywhere in the world. And this job allows me and loves you also. Mm-hmm. Right. You know that maybe later you want to be having your own retreat. You want to be working from the mountains. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to stop working to be able to do that, right? So
this is an integral part of what we do every day. So it gives us access to so many parts of our life, right? So this work just leads into our health, our goals, our spirituality.
Our relationships.
Our everything. Relationships. And also make sure, like I'm extremely grateful to my family that they are so supportive of what we do. They question us at times and that triggers us also, but then it makes us realize that, why are we doing this, and we consciously work towards our goals, ensuring that we reach the milestones that we've set year on year for us.
Just working with our clients gives us so much joy. And for us, those relationships, like we talked about, is not transactional, right? These are relationships which are going to go on for a long, long time. These are friendships almost which have developed over a long, long time. So as we see the future of Zach, we also see the future of those relationships going on with us into so many more aspects of their lives.
And I think we very consciously choose our teams, our clients, and it's just not like anybody comes to us and hands
That's actually very important, yes.
Hands over a say like, let's start work. And we're like, no, we have to see whether our values align, whether we are really willing to work as your CXO team. Do we believe in that idea?
Yeah, many a times we say no to clients because we're like, no, I don't think they fit into our values, right? And you were just telling about the book that you were reading just now, right? About how...
It's called Being Naked, and it's about how these two consulting firms are being merged. And while they are merging, there is so much difference in culture. And one firm is exactly like Zach. So I just keep thinking about it. And every day when I'm listening to it on Audible, I feel it's so us.
A day in the life of any entrepreneur is not prescripted. It does not come with a guidebook. Mm-hmm. Nobody tells you what you need to do today and what you need to do tomorrow. But the only thing that I feel is that you have the power as an entrepreneur to be the creator or to be the hero of your own movie, right? So use that power really well. You can choose how you want to structure your day. You can choose what clients you want to bring on board. You can choose the kind of teams that you want to work with. It's such a powerful way. Instead of thinking about ki are mere paas resources nahi hai, you can be resourceful as well, right? It's such an incredible power, and I would just encourage all entrepreneurs to go out there and work from that space of, oh my God, I can create the day just the way I want it. And I think that's the challenge I want to throw. Like, what is your dream day that you would want to build your business coming from that space? And then you will have a business which will thrive, and you'll want to do it day in and day out forever.
And if you want help in planning your day, just reach out to Zach. We have built a codex which is personally helping plan perfect days. So reach out to us and sign up for more.